So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
Hi guys, this is a game show tape that I accidentally taped over a bunch of game shows with other game shows, and I just keep adding game shows onto it and keep taping, and it's probably 20, 30 years old at this point, but it's just all game shows. Does that make sense, students?
So why did you do this?
And are you going to put it on? What are you going to be doing?
I love game shows. I have a game show tape. And I don't know if it's rewound fully or fast forwarded, but I usually just hit record and then I probably fall asleep. And I'm like, I'm going to come back and watch.
I've taken his class before. This is what he plays when he needs to go get his hair replaced. Oh. He made this really long video and he plays this.
So I'm going out to do nothing with my hair. And then I'll be back.
You see how his hair is all green right now? It looks like turf. He's going to come back with a full head of robust red hair.
He wakes up in the morning and all his old hair is gone. And so he just grabs turf and sticks it to his head to bide the time.
Okay. All right.
I've heard, if you complain about this video, you actually have to deal with him more.
Don't follow me. I'm just going to do nothing with my hair and definitely something with my in-laws.
You're going to leave class to go talk to your in-laws?
It's an emergency.
Okay. Well, you can just put it on. We get it. We're excited. We're excited to watch it.
Good. Now, keep in mind, tape, game shows, taped over them a lot. There's one last thing. Some of the game shows, they kind of bleed into each other. Maybe the last line.
Feels like you're
said
almost making
is maybe
this
the first line of the new game show.
Cool.
Does that make sense?
That's interesting that happened by chance.
That just
but
happened.
Not always.
Not always.
Because sometimes it's messier than that.
Sometimes way messier than that. Sometimes it's just like the first game show and then the second game show will be something about that first game show.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
That's crazy that happened by chance, but yeah, that sounds interesting.
This isn't grass. Just so you know.
Your hair?
Huh? It's an emergency. All right, guys, so I'm going to put it on.
Hello and welcome back to I'm Gonna Put It On, the game show where three contestants decide which hat they're going to put on, and if they pick the hat that we chose beforehand matches them, they win the hat. All right, we got three contestants here. Contestant number one, tell us your name.
Hi, my name's Alex.
Hi, Alex. Which hat do you hope is for you?
I'm going to put this one on right away.
Hang on, Alex. We got to meet all the contestants. Oh, okay. Someone else might want that one. And who's contestant number two?
Hi, my name's Josh.
Hi, Josh. Which hat are you interested in?
I think I'm going to choose this one right here in front of me.
Same one that Alex pointed to.
I'm going
to
put that on right away.
Well, we'll see. Contestant number three.
Hi, my name's Perry.
Perry, you came wearing a hat already. Are you expecting a hat that fits on top of your hat?
I'm hoping.
Okay. Well, before we get to the
hat,
you're
not going to ask me which hat I'm going to pick because I'm going to pick this one right here.
Okay. Perry pointed to the hat on his head.
Perry wins.
All right. So before we get to the hats, first choice goes to whoever gets this question right. And we flipped a coin beforehand, a three-sided coin. And the winner of the coin toss was Alex. Alex, which category would you like to pick? We have hats of history, history of hats, and famous hat men.
I'm going to take the wild card category, Bob.
Okay. Last category, wild card. Whoever gets this right gets to pick first. All right, wild card. This.
This feels a lot like Jeopardy right now.
Who said that?
Me, Josh.
All right, Josh, you're out.
Yes!
Yes! I'm out! That's a good thing in this game, right?
No, it's not, Josh. Oh. Sorry, I know you wanted that to be a rule. Should have said yes, but I said no. You're out means you're literally out. No one calls out how this is a ripoff of Jeopardy. Yes,
why is the umpire here?
Sorry, I jumped the gun on the umpire. Josh called me out. So you know what that means, folks at home. Let's bring him out. The umpire.
Yeah, you're out. You're out.
Oh, strike.
Welcome
you're
back. back to Boo, the only game show where you tell if it's an upset crowd or a ghost. We've got three contestants here today. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us one little thing that someone might not know about you.
Hey, my name's Capistrano, and I have two backwards feet.
Thanks, Capistrano. Thanks for coming here to play Boo today. Whoop, you fell over. Get back up. All right. Just brace yourself on the podium.
Yes, I'll lean forward, okay. Which I rarely can do.
I thought your feet were backwards. I feel like that would be mostly
no,
what you do.
No, I can lean back just fine because my toes point backwards. Oh. Leaning forward over my heels is tough.
I got you, Pat Capistrano. You fell over again. Why don't you stand up one more time? All right, contestant number two.
Hi, my name's Hot Pastrami. And an interesting fact about me that some people might not know is I have a mustache.
No. We knew that. Why don't you try the fact again one more time, Hot Pastrami?
Okay, let's see.
Something that no one would know about you.
All right, my name's Hot Pastrami, and I've had this mustache for a few while now.
For a few while. Okay, Capistrano, you fell over again. Why don't you stand back up? Hot Pastrami, we're just going to skip. That's good. But just so you know, people probably know that you have that mustache. It's not something interesting. I'd say what the most interesting thing about you is you have two backwards hands. All right, moving on, contestant number three.
Hi, my name's
He's
Cubano.
He's got thumbs on the outside, guys. He's got thumbs on the outside. All right, what's your name?
I shouted it over you talking, so you probably didn't hear, but my name is Cubano, and a funny little thing about me that's a secret to most people.
No, what? It's not funny. It's not funny.
Okay.
And it's not little.
Yeah, are you sure it's not funny? Because it feels like mine got made funny because it wasn't funny enough.
Welcome back to It's Little, the game show where you do not tell me the truth. Now, we have three contestants here who are all going to take turns taking a look at my penis. That's right, we're on an adult-only network, the Playboy Network. It's allowed. Now, contestant, why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name's Peter.
Okay, funny name for the show. Funny name for the show, Peter, glad to have you.
Hi, my name's Dick.
Dick, hilarious name for the show, glad to have you.
Hi, penis.
Welcome, penis. Wonderful to have you. Hilarious name for the show. Now, I'm going to zip down my pants, and all three of you are going to tell me that it's little.
Super loud.
I thought it was just about lying.
No, it's about lying about one specific thing, my penis, and if it's in fact big like I say it is.
Okay, so you have a small penis and we have to
No,
say-
we don't know.
Okay. All right, so you're going to pull out your hog.
I turn my back to the camera and I zip. The camera will be on your faces, not on my hog. And it is a hog, not a piglet.
I'd like to use my scrote.
Absolutely. Ding, 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 ding. He's
scrote
using
time.
A scrote.
Scrote time. Yes. Someone is calling it scrote time.
Scrote time. Scrote time. Someone's calling it scrote time.
All right. Yeah. Now, of course, everybody knows scrote time means you get to call your two best bald friends. Now, what would you like to ask your friends? Says on record here, we have Tommy and Bahama.
Bahama.
Okay, let's dial up Bahama now.
All right.
Okay, and Bahama, are you on the line?
Hi, thank you for calling Bahama's Haircut Place. How you doing?
I did not expect to get your professional line.
Bahama, it's Dick.
Hey, Dick, how you
I'm
doing?
I'm on lies.
Oh, am I your scrote?
Yes.
Scrote time.
Okay.
20 seconds. Someone's,
all right. Okay. All right. So I have a man in front of me. All right. He's going to show me his penis, and you got to tell me if it's big or if it's small. What do I do, Bahama?
You say what you see. You say what
just say
see.
What I see?
That's right.
Say
time. All right.
Okay, so Tommy for me.
All right. Tommy, are you on the line?
Hi, Tommy here. Thank you so much for calling my shave store.
Oh, didn't expect you'd be at a shave store. I didn't expect to have your professional line. What do you shave there, Tommy?
I shave pubes, back, face, and chest.
Oh, beautiful. Now, go ahead.
All right, Tommy, I'm here. I'm on lies, and there's a man who's going to pull on his pants and gonna show me his penis. Should I say what I see? Like Bahama said, or should I just say it's big?
I think you got to say what you see, buddy.
Okay. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Things with my wife are all right.
And that's time.
All right.
Okay, now here we go. The big reveal. Zip. Flop.
and spread.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes, of course.
A little.
Welcome back to Zip, Flop, Spread. I, of course, am Charlie Rose. This is, of course.
Welcome back to Rose, the only game show where you see a flower. Now, contestants, you've been on other game shows. You haven't seen a flower, have you?
Of course not.
Never once in my goddamn life.
Stupid question. I'm not going to dignify it with a response.
Well, at Rose, you are going to get to see a flower, and all you have to do is answer simple questions to do that.
I hope it's true this time.
There's no trick here.
I've been lied to about someone having a flower a lot.
Well, I hate that you're coming in with that sort of backstory, and I'm sorry for all of that trauma.
Oh, well, what's your backstory, you fucking prick?
Well, if you want to know, my mother killed my father.
Beautiful.
Okay? And I lived with her for years, and his corpse was in the freezer.
Okay, I'm sorry for bringing it up.
But that's why I love a beautiful little thing that was made in the field and grew and grew and became a beautiful symbol for growing in despite of terror. Okay? So, guys, let's start out with the first question. Contestant number one.
Welcome back to Let's Start Out With The First Question, the game show where we always begin with the first question.
All right.
All right. So every... All right. That's the dog pound out there. Say what's up to the dog pound. Okay. We're just getting back from commercial break. And James from Minnesota, what do you think the first question that we're going to start out with is? James?
I think the first question you're going to start out with
this
is...
This guy forget his name was James or what?
Well, which James?
I'm standing up here with two other contestants and it's like the guy forgot his name was James or what?
Hey, man, what do you forget your own mother's name?
If we're going to get technical, yeah. I don't know. I don't think my mom ever told me her name. I think the first...
You missed your mother's name?
Yeah.
I happened to hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
With a jeer.
Yeah, every time my mom ever said her name, I was focused on something else.
What, do you kiss your mother with those mouths?
Those?
Yeah, I kissed my mother with both of these mouths.
Oh, I happened to hit the nail on the head?
Yeah.
With a jeer.
Yeah, exactly. Again, I've got two mouths, which is a reason that my mother didn't talk to me that much, so every time I did hang out with her, she would say her name at some point, but again, I was focused on something else.
Welcome back to Annoying Sons, the mother-son game where the mothers avoid the sons. Now, we've got three wonderful pairings of ugly boys and beautiful ladies. What are you excited to do here?
Well,
what are you excited to do here, Mom? Huh?
Well, I...
You understand the game? What are you excited to do here?
Ryan, please, okay? We're on television. We're on television. Everyone can see this, all right?
You took me to Annoying Sons.
I thought maybe you'd learn. It was either Annoying Sons or Maury.
Okay, moving on. Second couple.
Hey, hey, Mom, you see how this kid is treating her and how she is treating him?
Yeah.
You're worse. Ow! You bitch.
Okay, moving on to the third couple.
This is my beautiful son.
And that's my beautiful mom.
Okay, you're both fired. You're what? Both fired from the show. You're too gross. This was supposed to be about mothers not loving their sons, which is weirdly palatable, not the other way around. You seem like you're in a romantic relationship and nobody wants that.
Welcome to Not the Other Way Around, the game show where we show you objects that you should not use the other way around. And you tell us if that is no, 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 or a yes, yes, yes. Meaning you would use that the other way around or you would not.
I'm so happy to be on the show.
No problem. So that is no problem
Is it ever a problem for people to be on game shows?
Sometimes it is.
Do you have final say on who's on the show?
I do.
No problem.
No problem.
No problem.
No problem. All right, guys, so we're going to get started. Sorry, that's the doorbell, and you know what that means. Someone's at the door. Studio door.
Well, hi there. I've got this shovel.
Uh-oh. Is that a no-no? All right, yes, yes.
Bong.
Ow! Somebody shot
bong,
me.
Bong, bong.
Okay, yes, that's how you buzz in. You go bong, bong. Yes, Robert.
That's a yes. I'd use that backwards all day long.
Eeyore. Yes, the donkey, the fictional donkey is here. Everybody give it up for Eeyore.
Hi, everybody.
Give it up! This is Eeyore. It's a donkey that talks. It's a live-action donkey that talks. Give it up!
Welcome back to Give It Up, where we bring on three different criminals.
No, not mine. They tell us truth.
No. Yes, that's right. That's right. So we have three different people here who all have a secret to tell, and we urge them to
give it up!
It's Give It Up. Give it up.
Tell your secrets. Give it up.
Yeah.
All right. And again, Barry in the booth, I'd say we should edit that theme song a little bit.
Whoa, you want more? You want more?
I think less drums at the end.
More cymbals?
Let's pull the drums out when the rest of the music cuts out.
Can I try it once
more? Hey, can I say something? I know I'm just a guest here.
Sure.
I kind of like the drum fill after.
You like
people
that.
Are talking. They like the drum fill. In fact, they want more.
Well, I would prefer if we could just get into the game show because...
I did it! I killed my fucking son!
I'm not telling mine like that guy.
Oh,
what
yeah?
did I win? Please!
Vehicular manslaughter for me!
That's two for three. If we get all three, that means
not
we...
Not giving it up.
Come on,
dude. This will be a triple.
I gotta know what these guys won for saying it.
Listen,
first.
Listen, nobody gets their prize unless we get a slammer, which means all three of you have admitted your crime.
I'm gonna use my scrote.
Oh, wow. He's gonna use a scrote.
I should have thought of that.
It's a scrote. It's a scrote. It's a scrote. Okay. All right, Barry. Barry, fade it out.
Yeah.
Fade out the drums, Barry. No, turn them down, Barry.
Sorry.
Turn the drums down.
I thought you said up.
No, I was telling you to turn the drums down. The music should have gone out with the lyrics.
Who are your scrotes?
My scrote is Ralph and Lauren.
Okay. Who do you want to go to first?
Let's go with Lauren.
All right.
Actually, I changed my mind. It's Tommy and Bahama. Let's go to Bahama.
All right. Let's see if we can
Welcome
get Bahama
back
on one.
To Let's Go to Bahama, where we bring in some honeymooning couples, and we send them to Bahama.
Bahama, Texas.
And the big secret is they're in Bahama, Texas. Let's check in with our first couple in Bahama right now. They should be just getting to the hotel.
Well, honey, I don't know why we have to dress and talk like this here, but I guess I'll do it for the show.
I think his wife's dead.
Honey, it's like I'm dragging you through the desert here. I don't know why I have to look and talk like this, but I'll do it for the show. Honey.
I think this pre-tape he was lugging around his dead wife. Pull the pre-tape.
Wake up, honey. I made a little joke, honey, about how I don't like using the voice and the style they're asking me to use on the show. Wake up now.
Pull the tape. Sir,
what are you doing with that corpse?
Oh, you want an autograph? Yeah, I'm on Bahama. I'm going to take me to Bahama with my lovely wife here.
Pull the tape.
It doesn't work that way.
Baby, wake up. I'm making a joke now.
Honey. Oh, my God, sir. Sir, you... Hey, we're back to Give It Up. Welcome back to Give It Up. Contestant number two, what is the thing that happened with your wife?
Vehicular manslaughter. That was my thing.
I killed my son.
All right, let's see if we can get this slammer. We just need the third man.
Hey, I don't know if Mr. Cravey's coming back.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's been... It feels like a long time.
Knock, knock, knock. New man alert.
Oh, yeah? Do you have a new boyfriend?
Huh?
He's setting up a fan right outside the door.
No, no. Who's this at the door? Is it Fabio?
Oh, my God.
Ooh, that fan has blown his hair right off.
Ow! Ow, I just got hit by a geese in the nose.
A geese?
A geese in the nose!
No, you didn't, Mr. Cravey. You don't look like Fabio, and you didn't get hit by a goose.
It's me, Fabio! Geese in the nose! Ow!
It's clearly strawberry jam.
The best way to convince us you look like Fabio was to repeat the bird thing that happened.
Geese in the nose! I did it! Geese in the nose!
Mr. Cravey.
Tell everyone. Go up the hills and yell it from top of the hill.
That a geese hit you in the nose or that you have nice hair?
That I have nice hair. And I look like Fabio. You mistake me for Fabio.
We know you're our teacher.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Fabio's agent. Have you kids seen him? I'm looking for Fabio.
Mr. Padre?
I don't believe this acting at all.
No, I'm a big time.
No, it's very clear that
I'm a big time.
It's clear that Mr. Padre has never, ever, ever met an agent.
Fuck this kid. Who's this fucking kid?
Come here.
What?
Come here.
No notes.
Commit. Just commit. Deep voice like Fabio's agent.
I don't know who this Mr. Padre is you're talking about.
Deeper.
I don't know who this Mr. Padre is you're talking about, but it sounds like he should have an agent if he doesn't already.
Oh,
we haven't said a single detail about him. Why? What do you mean? Like,
yeah, this is not about Mr. Padre for us. You are just him.
Oh, really? If I was Mr. Padre, would I be in this
fat suit?
Okay.
I just want to get through this week so we can get on spring.
I don't think that is a fat suit. I think it just looks like one.
Oh, well, which is it? You know, which is it? Is it that?
Very convincing.
Somebody's body really reacts to food quickly? Or
I just really want this week to be over so it can be spring break next week. I'm going to Bahama.
You are?
Yeah.
You're going to Bahama for spring wake?
Yeah, spring wake. We're going to Bahama.
Spring wake?
Uh-huh.
Is that to celebrate a death of...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, well, very nice to meet you. The name is Glenn...
Glenn Fabio.
Glenn Fabio?
Okay.
And I'm looking...
I'll see you in sixth period, Mr. Padre.
Whoever that guy that you're seeing in sixth period sounds like he needs an agent.
Again, we haven't said a single detail about him other than saying you are...
How?
Oh my God.
Mr. Padre, you're a teacher and that's a student.
Mr. Padre!
Blake!
Five.
Yes, Blake!
Five.
Oh, shit! Back up!
Get your ass, old man!
Oh, stop! He stomped Mr. Padre's head into the concrete!
YouTube!
E-bombs!
The cloud! My cloud! My Dropbox!
Todd,
it's me, Gravy.
I don't know.
You've been beaten to a pulp by the weakest 11th grader.
Whoever this Todd guy is, he sounds like he needs an agent.
No, you can break character. We have to take you to the hospital.
No hospitals.
Yes.
No ambulance.
This is the first time I've ever seen Mr. Padre commit, to be honest.
Oh, fuck you. Who said that?
Okay, so never mind.
Who said
he
that?
Just fell out of...
No! No!
Oh, you beat up my friend? You want some more, old man?
Oh, no.
Oh, you couldn't take me. Oh, ow. Oh, he's kicking my own face with my leg.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
He's balling him up. He's throwing. It's straight.
That's right.
He pitched Mr. Todd.
Threw his ass right into the trash can.
At least some.
And it was an umpire. There's an umpire here.
Hey, this is Kevin. I'm the producer for The Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Traylor for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at tuftmusic.com. That's T-U-F-T. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, or you can tweet at the guys at Big Grande Tweets. Thanks for listening.